2. The I Am is triune and a sevenfold. In considering the genesis of reality, ever bear in mind that all absolute reality is from eternity and is without beginning of existence. By absolute reality we refer to the three existential persons of deity, the Isle of Paradise, and the three absolutes. These seven realities are coordinately eternal, notwithstanding that we resort to time-space language in presenting their sequential origins to human beings. In following the chronological portrayal of the origins of reality, there must be a postulated theoretical moment of first volitional expression and first repercussional reaction within the I Am. In our attempts to portray the genesis and generation of reality, this stage may be conceived as the self-differentiation of the Infinite One from the infinitude. But the postulation of this dual relationship must always be expanded to a triune conception by the recognition of the eternal continuum of the infinity, the I Am. This self-metamorphosis of the I Am culminates in the multiple differentiation of deified reality and of undeified reality, of potential and actual reality, and of certain other realities that can hardly be so classified. These differentiations of the theoretical monistic I Am are eternally integrated by simultaneous relationships arising within the same I Am, the prepotential, preactual, prepersonal, monothetic plurality which, though infinite, is revealed as absolute in the presence of the first source and center and as personality in the limitless love of the universal Father. By these internal metamorphoses the I Am is establishing the basis for a sevenfold self-relationship. The philosophic, time, concept of the solitary I Am and the transitional, time, concept of the I Am as triune can now be enlarged to encompass the I Am as sevenfold. This sevenfold, or seven-phase, nature may be best suggested in relation to the seven absolutes of infinity. 1. The Universal Father. I am Father of the Eternal Son. This is the primal personality relationship of actualities. The absolute personality of the Son makes absolute the fact of God's fatherhood and establishes the potential sonship of all personalities. This relationship establishes the personality of the infinite and consummates its spiritual revelation in the personality of the original Son. This phase of the I Am is partially experienceable on spiritual levels even by mortals who, while yet in the flesh, may worship our Father. 2. The Universal Controller. I am cause of eternal paradise. This is the primal impersonal relationship of actualities, the original non-spiritual association. The Universal Father is God as love, the Universal Controller is God as pattern. This relationship establishes the potential of form, configuration, and determines the master pattern of impersonal and non-spiritual relationship, the master pattern from which all copies are made. 3. The Universal Creator. I am one with the Eternal Son. This union of the Father and the Son, in the presence of Paradise, initiates the creative cycle, which is consummated in the appearance of conjoint personality in the eternal universe. From the finite mortal's viewpoint, reality has its true beginnings with the eternity appearance of the Havoni creation. This creative act of deity is by and through the God of action, who is in essence the unity of the Father-Son manifested on and to all levels of the actual. Therefore is divine creativity unfailingly characterized by unity, and this unity is the outward reflection of the absolute oneness of the duality of the Father-Son and of the Trinity of the Father-Son Spirit. 4. The Infinite Upholder. I am self-associative. This is the primordial association of the statics and potentials of reality. In this relationship, all qualifieds and unqualifieds are compensated. This phase of the I Am is best understood as the universal absolute, the unifier of the deity and the unqualified absolutes. 5. The infinite potential. I am self-qualified. This is the infinity benchmark bearing eternal witness to the volitional self-limitation of the I Am, by virtue of which there was achieved threefold self-expression and self-revelation. This phase of the I Am is usually understood as the deity absolute. 6. The infinite capacity. I am static reactive. This is the endless matrix, the possibility for all future cosmic expansion. This phase of the I Am is perhaps best conceived as the supergravity presence of the unqualified absolute. 7. The universal one of infinity. I am as I am. This is the stasis or self-relationship of infinity, the eternal fact of infinity reality and the universal truth of reality infinity. Insofar as this relationship is discernible as personality, it is revealed to the universes in the Divine Father of all personality, even of absolute personality. Insofar as this relationship is impersonally expressible, it is contacted by the universe as the absolute coherence of pure energy and of pure spirit in the presence of the Universal Father. Insofar as this relationship is conceivable as an absolute, it is revealed in the primacy of the first source and center, in whom we all live and move and have our being, from the creatures of space to the citizens of paradise. And this is just as true of the master universe as of the infinitesimal ultimate, just as true of what is to be as of that which is and of what has been.